Hello, everybody. Welcome to a new episode of Always Game for Life podcast, where we come together, share our stories, connect, have a few laughs, try to live life to the fullest. Why? Because life is always game for us. So let's be always game for life. Now, today is a little bit unusual. I don't do this a lot. I just had a few things on my mind I wanted to share. So, you're welcome to listen, or not. Well, I hope you like, and without further ado, let's get it. Not knowing where to start. I mean, life's pretty crazy right now for, well, I'm sure most of us. In general, you know, all this information, misinformation about everything around us. Not knowing what to believe, what to do, what to say. You know, going on our computers and researching all over the place. Getting all sorts of different answers. Wondering which one is what? Which one do we believe? Which one do we go by? Which one's going to allow me to and my family and loved ones to be safe and to live life and continue to live life and do what we want to do? Very good question. That's where the frustration lies. You know, I think it's about time we finally come together and make that decision to do something about this. After all, there's more of us than them. That's a given. That's a fact. Because it's getting to the point of almost feeling of no return. If we don't stand up, if we don't do something, if we don't voice our lives, are forever going to be changed in ways we won't be happy or satisfied with, or so we need to come together. We need to come to a decision. We need to finally stand with each other and go, look, we have had enough. This is getting crazy, unhealthy, dangerous, all of the above, for all of us. You know, they got us split up and divided in so many ways. You know, our opinions, our thoughts, our feelings, ideas, religions. You know, but that's what makes us who we are. That's what makes us individuals. You know, I grew up the way I grew up and seen the things I seen and did the things I did. And I went through what I went through. Therefore, I see the world this way. I believe this way, which is totally fine. And just like all y'all out there, you know, you went through what you went through, or going through what you're going through, seen what you've seen, done what you've done, and you believe this and that, and that's fine. We need to come to an agreement that each other is not the enemy. There's nothing different about us. Right? We're both fighting the same fight. We're both, well, losing the same fight, pardon me. You know, it's us versus them. But the best way to infiltrate is divide and conquer, right? That's old news. That's fact. You know, this stuff about color of skin and race and opinion and thought and feelings. I don't remember it being a huge thing growing up. Like, I had friends of all sorts. Matter of fact, one of my best friends, you know, was black, and amazing people, man. I went to church with them. And it was the first time I, to be honest, first time I enjoyed church. But yeah, I never seen anything. I mean, you know, one thing I do know, which I find crazy, is all these comedians that everyone has a problem with. You know, what we can say, what we can do. How do you think it was back then? We all went in the same room. We watched the same stand-up comic. Rather, they were stating facts or stereotypes of people, us, all of us. We all laughed together in the same room. And now we're all split and divided, blue and red, left and right, Republican, liberal, whatever, regardless. Huh? We're the same people. We're living in the same world, same country, same rules, same laws, same schools, same neighborhoods, communities, paying same bills. But because we have different opinions, we must fight? No. No. I hang out with plenty of people that have different values and beliefs and opinions of all sorts. And it is all good. Including the vaccines. I'm a strong believer of my body, my life, my choice. And that's just me. Now, if you're someone who believes in the shot and thinks it's safe and feels it's protecting and doing its job and working for you, absolutely. I'm beside you. I got no problem. I ain't judging you. I ain't going after you and criticizing you. Because I feel this way about the shot, so You should? No, this is the way I feel. That's why you feel cool. Still get along, still hang out. You know, and you wonder why mental health is skyrocketing. It's at its peak. Like anxiety, depression, medication. It's got to be up 600% in the last few years. But I guess what I'm trying to say is we need to come together, work with each other, regardless of our opinions, thoughts, beliefs. That's cool. Believe what you want. I'll believe what I want. And let's fight the good fight. The same fight. There's no difference. The only difference is what I have in my brain and my heart, how I believe and how you believe in what's in your brain and your heart. That's it. So, before I go, for more conversation like this, please check out Always Game for Life podcast. Let's come together. Let's help each other. Let's share our stories, our opinions, our thoughts, our ideas. Let's learn from each other. Learn from the ones I believe or I think, and I'll learn from the ones you guys think and believe. And I'm interested in listening, not judging, not criticizing. I'm curious to why you believe what you believe or why you see whatever it is the way you see it. And hopefully vice versa. So join me at Always Game for Life podcast. You can find anywhere podcasts are. Spotify, iTunes, Google, Amazon. All right. Well, until then, everybody, life's always game for us. So let's be always game for life, huh? Love each other. Take care of each other. Love you. Peace.